I was asked by the GBCEC, that means the Executive Committee, to remove that from my website and go through standard GBC procedures to air my grievances. I did so after consulting a few devotees who I'm close to. They didn't give me any clear line. They said, ultimately it's up to me. And I actually, my aim in putting that lecture out was to specifically for my disciples and aspiring disciples to know where I'm at on various issues. I didn't particularly want to get into a whole big issue. Not that I don't think there are things to be discussed, but because I'm largely I'm feeling hopeless about trying to affect change within ISKCON as I've seen it over the years adopt various compromises which I'm opposed to, and I've been through GBC procedures and all kinds of things. It's a long history, but our movement has compromised in so many ways, and there's even a whole book written about it called Hare Krishna Transformed by E. Burke Rochford Jr. about how the movement has deliberately changed from what Prabhupada instituted, and how my name is mentioned in there, and about how I was trying to affect some changes. The scholar who wrote that book, I don't have a good opinion of his scholarship because he didn't bother to contact various persons, including myself, before making his scholarly review. Anyway, it's a fact which even karmis, of course we're not supposed to use that word anymore, it's a fact which even karmis have documented, that the movement has been changed by the leaders, and there has been protest, which they have, in the words of one GBC member, which is quoted in that book, they have politicked. The term is used there. I'm not saying it. I'm quoting a GBC member, that one protest which I was part of about Srila Prabhupada and Lord Rama being blasphemed, the scholar quoted a GBC member that it was politically safe to ignore us. So with this kind of attitude, I feel it's hopeless to get into a big rah-rah shouting and this is wrong, that is wrong, over various issues. There are already so many issues which we're not happy about, which have become part of normal life in ISKCON. So why make a big thing about new issues which are coming up when the old ones are still from the point of view of a dinosaur, as I'm called by some? Why bother to take up new issues when the movement's already so much compromised on other issues. So, yeah, I didn't see the point in getting into a fight. But, so I took it down with the aim of... I actually, I'm already in the process of pursuing various grievances with a certain GBC member who's taken some action, but it's all supposed to be confidential, so I'll respect that confidentiality. I don't really expect much to come of it, but that was my aim, not to be part of a big controversy. I've been part of controversies before, and I guess you get a buzz from it, but I'm not much interested in that buzz. But anyway, certain godbrother of mine decided to post all around the link to that lecture, so now it's become well known. So I guess there'll be some hue and cry about it for some time, and then life will go on as usual, or more unusual than before. After all, you know, there'll be lots of discussion, this, that, this should be, this shouldn't be, that shouldn't be, yes, it should be, and in the end everyone will just do whatever they like. So let it be, let there be more controversies. It's about time for another controversy. We haven't had any recently in ISKCON, so I guess it's about time for everyone to start yelling and screaming about something. I don't know where I fit in. I mean, I can go on with what I'm doing within ISKCON, but I feel uncomfortable representing a movement in which there are so many things which I disagree with, which I feel we've deviated from Prabhupada. So maybe I should just be honest and leave the movement. Would that be honest? Well, others are urging me to stay in and let others leave, but I don't. Let's see. Let's see what Krishna's plan is. I'm, as you can see, I'm feeling pretty hopeless of any change for the positive very soon. In the meantime, well, we can go on chanting Hare Krishna, fulfilling Prabhupada's mission. I'm on a tour of Saurashtra at the moment and driving in between Bhavnagar and Mahuva, which are two towns which probably most of those who hear this will have never heard of. They're provincial towns in Gujarat state. So we're having Harinam and then lecture programs and book distribution. So we can still do these things. No one's stopping us from doing these things. I'm just concerned that people join a movement in which they get subjected to many things, just like I feel we've already... Pure devotional service is anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kamadhyana avritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhaktiruttama. Pure devotional service is free from the coverings of karma and jnana. So this is what we should preach, that people should aspire for pure devotional service. So as I see it, our movement is already very much compromised with karma, with mundane activities, social activities, such as midday meals, such as schools teaching a mundane syllabus meant for people to prosper in the world, so-called. And now I see our movement is heading towards the next major deviation of compromise, jnana with Mayavadis, rapprochement with Mayavadis. So I can't imagine that Srila Prabhupada is pleased with this, but some people, they do imagine that Prabhupada is pleased with this, and it's not within my power to stop this, but at least I want to register my disapproval. Not that it matters to anyone, but I'd just like to go on record that now that certain members of our movement who are very influential and they are making a rapprochement with Mayavada and Mayavadis, and instead of calling them the rascals that they are, they're making friends with them and making this part of mainstream ISKCON activity, that I'm against this. It's on record. I'm doing a Pontius Pilate. I'm washing my hands of it. It's beyond my power to stop it, but I'm washing my hands of it.